Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite TV shows. We are an inclusive recap show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watson Neve, and I'm here with my boy, Jess.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. This is Salam Nerds, and we are a recap show, and we talk about Star Wars, Marvel, reality TV shows. But this week, we are doing our weekly episode of Salam Weekly, where we basically, you know, recap all of the current events in entertainment of the week. I am Neebs, a.k.a. Watch With Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Sad Face. Jazz,
yeah, well.
Listen, Jazz.
Yeah, I'll fake it for the episode. It's fine.
Yeah, man, we have to fake it till we make it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I watch a TED Talk that says you don't fake it till you make it. You fake it till you become it, and that's how we're gonna do it, because we were a tiny little podcast, and now we're at 9,500 subscribers. And like, you know, how did that happen? It's magic. You know, we faked it. We pretended like we were big shots. And now, like, you know, maybe we'll become big shots. Yeah. Speaking of big shots, I went to an event this week, and it was a launch party. Oh, my God. Look who's in the comments. No way.
I know. I haven't seen this name in a while.
Oh, man. That's you know how Obi-Wan Kenobi, he goes, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. That's like.
Yeah, right.
I am the rubric. Ruby is on. Oh, my God. That's awesome. I have to visit hers. But Ramadan Mubarak. Oh, my God. I didn't forget. It is officially Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, Jazz.
Thank you, sir. I probably missed the Ravi to you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, for those of you that don't know, which is, you know, for a podcast called, you know, Salam Nerds, majority of our followers are actually not Muslims. So I love being able to share this with people. So basically, for 30 days, we are going to fast from sun up to sundown. So we wake up early in the morning, we throw up a prayer, we eat, and you know, we go to bed, we wake up, and then nothing. All just raw dog it. Like no food, no drinks, no sex. So technically we don't raw dog it.
technically
we don't. No drinking, no smoking, none of that stuff. So it's really, really funny. You know what else is funny is that there's also the Ramadan Muslims that are like dating girls, which they're not supposed to be dating, and they're doing stuff with girls they're not supposed to be doing. But then during Ramadan, they're like, listen, we can't see each other for a month. and the girls are always like, wow, that's so impressive. And really, it's like, if really you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Should put a ring on that pretty early on, man. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I always do? I always watch the episode of Rami. There's like a Ramadan episode of Rami that is so funny, where they're like, yeah, man, Ramadan's the Coachella for Muslims.
Yeah, that was a really funny episode. It was a pretty decent primer on what we're going to go through. So
yeah.
I highly recommend that.
Exactly. And then there's this... I remember there was like a guy in line with Rami and he goes, "Salam alaikum, brother, peace be upon you." And they're like, "That's a cop." Nobody says "Salam alaikum" and "peace be upon you." It means the same thing. You don't do that. That's a cop.
Apparently, we just tried to watch Poor Things. She ended up turning it off.
Oh, no. Is Poor Things not good? I have not watched Poor Things, but Rami is at the Oscars right now, and he did an interview with Variety, and he called for a ceasefire, so that's the only thing I care about. Well, I'm actually not watching the Oscars because last time there was a big sporting event or a big event happening, people got bombed, and people try to make it look like people wouldn't notice. So I don't really care about the Oscars except for anybody promoting a ceasefire. That's all I care about.
You know what? I should probably put up the highlights so far and see if something interesting happening.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, John Cena came out naked. I think that was interesting. Damn, Ramadan Mubarak. I don't think we've seen you on the podcast for a while.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's coming out of the woodwork today.
It's Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak, everybody. All right, so,
I love it. It's our Coachella. Right.
And then we also do, like, you know, we're on our best behavior during Ramadan. And the reason we're on our best behavior, because a lot of people get a little confused about it. They're like, listen, you do this all year round. Why stop during Ramadan if we know you're going to start again? First of all, we don't know if we'll start up again. Maybe some of these good habits will actually stick with us, because they do say,
it's 21 days to make a habit. And yeah, then because we're doing it for 30 days, theoretically, you build all good habits in it.
I know. Honestly, a book just came out about that, and it was like, oh, you need 40 days to build a good habit. And I'm like, this motherfucker just took Ramadan and added 10 extra days.
So they made the Lent version of it now. Okay, got it.
Yeah. They appropriated Ramadan, bro. like, come on. First it was the intermittent fasting, and now this is like atomic habits or whatever they're called. I don't know. It's wild. But the thing is, the way I look at it, is that I like to stay away from bad things during Ramadan, even if I'm going to start doing it again. But we don't know if we'll do it again. But because they believe that the devil is locked up during Ramadan, so if you do something terrible, it's all on you.
It's not influence.
It's not influence. It's not your demons. It's you. And I'm just like, I can't take that responsibility, man. I need to be good. That's a lot of pressure. I'm like super sensitive to that. I was like, no, that means I'm just a shitty person. I was like, no, I need someone else to share the blame with. I can't be doing bad things and take all the blame.
Hey, man, it's a great month for self-reflection. So.
Yes, it's a big month for reflection. So Ramadan Mubarak to everybody who's celebrating. If you're not celebrating, you know, go up to your random muzzy and be like, Ramadan Mubarak, and let them know. And if you want to, you know, fast with us, try to see what it's like, you're welcome to do that too. You know, give you an idea of what the less fortunate are going through, put you in a mindset. Also, a lot of charity happening this month. I'm doing a bunch of charity. I'm working at a food shelter, for a soup kitchen. And I used to volunteer at the suicide hotlines during Ramadan, but that is very, very tough. I don't do that anymore because it takes a lot of mental effort. Also, you need to drink a lot of water to actually be on the phone with somebody for like 3 hours and like really empathize with them and like reflect their feelings. So I don't do that anymore. I did that for like 2 years, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Because like, last thing you want to do is like not be able to talk in the middle of somebody like, you know, going through a crisis. But listen, man, lots of cool stuff going on, but some sad stuff going on today. The creator of Dragon Ball Z passed away.
Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Yeah, so I'm not a big Dragon Ball Z fan, but like, people have been talking about this. In fact, there was a rumor that the Mexican cartel had a ceasefire because of this.
Yo, that's not a rumor, okay? Like, historically, when there are like major episodes of Dragon Ball coming out,
yeah,
like crime will drop.
That's crazy.
Right. So if they're saying ceasefire because they want to warn this man, that I don't think that's a rumor. I think it's legit.
I believe it. I mean, I don't really know much about it, but I've been told that Dragon Ball Z is up there with Avatar The Last Airbender as one of like the best animated shows of all time. for me, it's a little confusing because there's so many versions of it. So I don't really know how it works because there's Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball Super, there's Dragon Ball. And like, I'm a little lost. I definitely want to watch it, but like, I need to be able to watch it in one place. Like Netflix has all of like One Piece, so I can go to like one place and watch all of it. Whereas like Dragon Ball Z is a little bit everywhere.
Yeah, what I'll tell you, man, it won't hold up to modern standards. Like a lot of us started watching it when we were kids, right? Yeah. And Dragon Ball Z started in like what, 91 or something, 92?
Oh yeah.
Maybe in the 80s, I think, how I think about it. So temper your expectations, but understand that like it was such a core part of us all growing up. Because you know, we come home from school, right? Around 3:30, 4 o'clock, Dragon Ball Z's on Toonami. That's what we're watching. And so a lot of people have a soft spot.
A lot of people have a what?
A soft spot for Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I believe it. I believe it, man. It's definitely one of the most famous animes that I know of. There was a movie, though, but I heard that movie was terrible.
Oh, the live-action movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like half the cast from Shameless was part of it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I love Shameless, though, but I didn't know half the cast was in there. I know the main guy is Jimmy or something from that, and I'm just like,
God. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Shameless happened because of Dragon Ball. So
that's what you ever hear those theories? Be like, if it wasn't for this, none of this would have happened. Because like, there's this theory that like, if Seth Meyers never made a joke about Donald Trump, then like, he would not have become president, because there was like a joke that he made about him at a White House correspondence dinner that like set him off, that made him run for president. And there's also the thing, if like OJ Simpson never killed Nicole Smith, I believe, the Kardashians would never be famous. They wouldn't exist.
That is so true.
Because their father was a lawyer.
Yeah, 9/11 is the reason we have to push this employee.
Yes, yes, I saw that one too. Oh my god, what's the thought behind it? Because like,
okay, so is it Gerard Way or Gerard Butler? One of
these. Gerard Way. He's the guy from
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he witnessed the tragedy.
Yes.
And then he ended up forming My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
And then from there, Stephanie Meyer was inspired by his music to write Twilight. So yeah. Not only did 9/11 cause 50 Shades of Grey, it caused Twilight as well.
That's crazy.
And then 50 Shades of Grey is a fan fiction from Twilight.
That's crazy. Yeah. And the girl from 50 Shades of Grey is now in Madam Web. So we can blame Madam Web on him too.
What's your name? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No, that was insane. But yeah. By the way, speaking of like 50 Shades, not the 50 Shades, but like the Madam Web and how bad that's doing, you know, The Marvels is actually one of the most streamed movies of Disney Plus for the week that it came out. Like,
hey.
In its premiere week, it has the most streams than any other movie that's ever come out on Disney Plus.
Little
redemption arc with them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So more news. Peacemaker season 2 is going to start filming, and season 1 is not canon, which is weird.
I mean, what's going to be so different that it can't be canon?
I don't know. I'm not sure, man. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah. So I'm looking at the Oscars tonight. I'm so glad to see The Boy and the Heron won, which is Best Animated Feature.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer freaking swept.
Believable. I get that.
And then Godzilla Minus One got Best Visual Effects, which is nice. Yeah, I see Poor Things on here a couple of times. Yeah, I mean, everything's kind of where you expected it to be.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, that's true. So that's the Oscars, that's the ceasefire. You know, today is March 10th.
Mario Day.
Mario Day. Because March 10th. Yeah. M-A-R 10. It spells Mario. So today is Mario Day. That is little fun thing. Also, another news. Wendell Pierce has been cast as Perry White. So if you don't know who Wendell Pierce is, he was in Suit and he's also in The Wire. Very popular actor. You may know him from his famous line, "She." Oh, yeah. So that's cool.
Robert Zane.
Yeah, Robert Zane, yeah. Tam says, WB is adamant that the DCEU is dead and buried. Yeah, they're dead and buried, bro. They're done. Oh, Jazz, by the way, did you know we had a delay on our comments? And we can actually change that? I didn't know we could change that.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's 60 seconds. So, like, people would be, like, seeing things 60 seconds after we actually say it. And now I switched it to 20 seconds. So now we can see that react to comments even faster. My YouTube course has come in handy. I took a YouTube course and I learned so many things.
Good to know. Good to know. That explains all the delays in the past. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, they're probably just a streaming delay and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know it was a setting.
It's a setting. It says 60 seconds delay. And I was like, why are people commenting on things we said like a minute ago? And now I just realize. So that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I was talking about it. I went to a event this week. My friend Aisha invited me. And basically,
bestie.
Yeah, there's a girl who is starting her own podcast and talk show and stuff like that in New York. She invited me and I ran into Pradeep, who is, you know, one of the first Indian people to be on The Bachelor, who's been on our podcast. And I ran into him in person. And it was really cool. And that dude is tall as fuck.
How tall is he?
He's like 6'2", 6'3". Like, he's tall.
How tall are you?
What? I'm like 5'9" and a half, 5'10".
Oh,
I'm like,
okay. Yeah, he looked taller than that. I was like, okay, all right, yeah.
He's pretty tall. He's pretty tall. So I was like, damn, yo. Did not expect that, but now it makes sense why he was on The Bachelor, because they only take tall people.
Good to know. Glad we could never make it.
Yeah. Well, Joey made it. Joey wasn't tall. He's our first short king. Remember?
Oh, okay. Dude, I don't watch The Bachelor. Come on, how would I know these things?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see it.
That's true. We are going to be talking about The Bachelor this Tuesday, and then this Wednesday we're going to talk about Love is Blind, and then probably on Friday we will be talking about Avatar, the final four episodes. So tune in this week for all of our episodes, which will be fun.
You betrayed me.
Oh no, Ruby's been watching Love is Blind. Or has she
Ruby betrayed The Bachelor? Yeah, I think Ruby betrayed me.
I got her hooked, bro. That's how I do, man. You know, like, I wish I was this charming about myself than I am Bachelor. About the TV shows. Like, I can get any girl to watch TV shows. Like, I wish it would stop at I could get any girls, but no, it's like I can get any girl to watch TV show. Like, that's my superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan Glazer is a real one. She said
he's contagious. The director. Yeah, yeah. Jonathan Glazer is the director. Like, he's good.
Okay, very good, very good. What else do we have?
He wore a ceasefire pin onto the Oscars. So yeah,
good for him. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Who else wore it? I think Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish wore a ceasefire pin, and her brother.
Yeah, let me see. Yep, Billy Eilish is here. And they don't show many others on this list.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but hopefully the list is growing. Yeah, that's why Hollywood, it is what it is. Yeah.
Yay.
I know.
We need our own Hollywood.
What would we call Mollywood? Like Muslim Hollywood?
No, God, no.
Islamywood?
No, hell no. Hollywood has a lot of things we cannot associate with the religion. It has to be something completely away from Islam, obviously.
Okay. Then how do we promote our causes in Hollywood?
simple. We just do better content.
Well, the thing is, like, we have to get into Hollywood, right? We got to infiltrate it. We got to get it from the inside. Here.
It, like, what I would love to do is if I had rights to the DC universe, right?
Mm-hmm. Make all the characters.
I would do it properly. I would do it properly. Okay. First things first, I would do is make a Flash movie. And not like they want to do with Ezra Miller. No. I am going to find the right guy and make Flash, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, the clip where he was, this one, Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
When they were opening the Flash Museum, right? And one of his villains got out of his mental hospital.
Yeah.
And they were at a bar. And then Batman and Adam were trying to beat him up. And Flash was like, guys, no. This is not how you handle it.
Yeah, yeah. What?
And then he goes and sits at the bar with this guy. He's like, hey, man, you've been off your meds again, haven't you? Mm-hmm. And he's like, but they don't work. They only work when, you know, I feel like taking it. And Flash was like, nope, that's not how they work. You're wearing the suit again. And he was like, am I? Oh, no. And he's like, and the Flash was like, hey, tell me where this bomb is and what's going to happen. And the guy divulges the info.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, thanks. See you later, dude. And then Batman's like, you're just going to leave him there? He's like, hey, you go back to the mental hospital after you're done with your drink. And then the guy's like, yep, you got me again, Flash. Goodbye.
I believe.
Like, I want to make that kind of Flash movie.
Yeah. I believe that was Justice League Unlimited. And like, yeah. I feel like that is like one of those really good things. Here's my theory. You want to hear my thing? I think a lot of these shows, these movies would do so much better if they hired no-name actors for almost every single role. Because you would save so much money, and you can put that money back into production, back into writing, back into getting these good scenes, back into redoing edits and stuff like that. Because when you have somebody like Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and Gal Gadot in a movie, all the money is going to them. Like, that's where all the money is going. So I like the movies where they hire like a lot of like very, you know, no-name actors who are really, really good at what they do, and then spend money on actually directing a good quality movie.
You know who I would cast the Flash now that I've been on the topic?
Who?
Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
Joe Keery. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's both not pretend we just totally forgot the guy's name. That's his actor name. I forgot his in show name.
I forgot his show name too. Damn. No, I know his show name. He has a very popular. Oh my god, I'm blanking out.
Steve Harrington.
Steve Harrington with the bat, barbed wire. Yes.
Yes, that guy. I would pick him for the Flash. I think he would do amazing.
So I would challenge you on that. I think he would make a great Wally West Flash, but not a good Barry Allen.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I would do a Wally West Flash based on the DCAU, not the EU.
Yeah.
All
right. Ruby says, got to go to bed. It's a school night. But nice to see you guys finally. Ruby, come back on the show. We would love to have you. We can do shows a little bit earlier.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, if you want to. But other than that, yeah, man, that's crazy. You know, TikTok is shutting down or being threatened to be shut down by Congress. So it's like the Republicans and the Democrats, the conservatives and the liberals cannot agree on a single damn thing. Yet this they agree on, that they're going to ban TikTok. And President Biden said if it comes to that, he will sign the bill.
No, he won't.
You don't think he will?
Oh, hell no. No.
He said he would. Here's my thing. TikTok sent me an email saying, hey, we're about to get banned. Can you do us a favor and call your congressperson and let them know? And I was like, these motherfuckers. First of all, you banned me on TikTok. We're talking about Palestine, and now you want me to help you from getting banned?
You know, you of all people should be like, fuck you.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yep.
Oh, man. I thought I was like, yes, sweet. This is sweet. Let them ban TikTok. See what happens. I wish they would. I wish they would ban TikTok. It's my evil laugh.
Yeah. If TikTok gets banned, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be something that would destroy every politician's career.
Yeah. I mean, luckily for us, I was smart enough to start a podcast and basically build off my former influence. So I don't really care because I just care about the podcast. I don't even care about my TikTok thing. I don't know, like, whatever. I don't care. Surprisingly, I have taken, like, I like to bring it up because, like, you know, I'm petty, but surprisingly, I've been pretty okay with the loss of my TikTok account. I've accepted it and moved on. Well, I haven't moved on because I do bring it up a lot. I do bring it up. I bring it up because I'm petty. I don't bring it up because I'm sad about it or really upset about it. I just bring it up because I'm petty as fuck.
Yeah.
Politicians are scared Americans can organize and inform ourselves like never before. Yes, that's so true. And all of the stuff about like Palestine and like people being educated on what's actually happening, it's all coming out of TikTok. And it's really like, really scaring some of these people who have a lot of money invested in the one country that we set up to spy on the Middle East.
So let me tell you a little secret. I mean, I may or may not have a super PAC right now. I may have done the paperwork for it. Do you know how easy it would be just to be like, hey, this guy banned TikTok, vote him out, and just spread that everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, that would be so easy. And then everybody, like, I know people say, oh, TikTok, younger generations.
Yeah.
No, it's for everybody.
No, it is. It's a lot of millennials and stuff like that. And like, people make a living off of it. Some I don't agree with, but some are like, you know what I don't agree with? I've been seeing a lot of white people. It's not against white people, but it does add a level of sketch to it. The fact that a bunch of these white people who have no ties to Palestine are on my For You page selling keffiyehs. And I'm like, what's happening here? And it's a little sketch. And only a few months ago, we learned that there were a lot of non-Palestinians making filters saying, hey, play with this filter and I'm going to donate all my money to Palestine. And they never did. And people were like, hey, watch my video for a minute and a half and I'm going to donate to Palestine. And they never did. Now we got people selling these keffiyehs saying they're made in Palestine. And the money's going to Palestine.
It's not.
It probably not. And that is sketch. And it's been bothering me. And the thing is, like, I didn't say anything when they came for the filters. I didn't say anything when they came. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a reference to The Morning Show. I don't know if you've ever seen The Morning Show, but The Morning Show referenced that old quote. And it's really insane the way they do it. He's like, the guy who Steve Carell is playing gets Me Too. And he goes, I didn't speak when they came for the rapists. Then I didn't speak when they came for the creeps. But then when they came for me, there was no one to speak for me. And it was like in regards to the Me Too. And I was just like, my mouth was wide open. I could not believe they said that on TV. That was insane.
Yeah, the original for this was a poem from like World War II, right?
Yeah.
It was like, first they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Mm-hmm. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak to me, which is the original. I don't remember who wrote it, but that is the very original one from that.
Yeah. Yeah. So... That's one of the things. Someone said, get your keffiyehs from Pali Roots. Yeah, if you can, get your
keffiyehs. Yes, they're authentic. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Get them from someplace authentic. And like, if anyone's telling you that like they're getting theirs from Gaza, no, that place has been blown up to smithereens. There's like 70% of buildings are gone. 30 out of the 36 hospitals are gone. So... that is probably not true.
I like how you said like 30 out of 36 are gone. The other six are just beyond repair right now. So
yeah,
they may still be standing, but very slightly.
I know. I know. It's crazy. But on another topic, Avatar They have officially confirmed that they are having a season 2 and a season 3.
Oh, good.
So hopefully there's potential. There's a lot of problems with the first season, but I hope they take the criticism and try to fix a few things, because the first season was hit and miss, man. It was, there's a lot of problems, a lot of problems, but you know, it had a few gems in there. So let's hope for the best.
Oh yeah. I can't mention that one scene that I thought was hilarious, because we're going to be reviewing it later this week.
Yeah.
It was the Bollywood scene between Katara and Zuko.
Wait, the what?
The Bollywood scene.
Did the Bollywood scene?
Yeah, like her scarf, like,
oh,
Zuko.
Yes, yes. I don't know what episode that happens in, but I love that. I love that little kuch kuch hota. No, not kuch kuch.
Right.
Kabi kuchi kabi gum moment. Yeah.
Whichever. They both had it.
Oh my god.
Straight up Bollywood, man. Like
that was,
can't
Bollywood.
Even deny that.
That was Hollywood. Oh damn, I just realized that I have another podcast to do on Monday too. Okay. It's gonna be a busy
week. Good luck with that.
Busy week. All right. Well, that's by the way, I don't know if you know, but remember like last time I had like the little notes, like a calendar with like a word of the day?
Yeah.
I got this new one. It's called Oh My God Facts of the Day. So like I wanted to share some of these with you.
Sure.
I want to get your reactions. All right. Facts number one. The average computer user spends more time touching their keyboard and their mouse than their partner.
That makes sense.
So you're touching your mouse more than your spouse.
You know, Neebs, as someone who has been single for like a year, right? Like, by definition, yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am touching my keyboard and mouse more than my non-existent spouse. Yes, Neebs, you are correct.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss poem. All right, number two. The colder the room you sleep in, the better chances are that you'll have a bad dream. Oh, did you know that?
I've been screwing up.
I fucked up.
Yeah, right? A lot of things are starting to make sense now.
Because I sleep in a cold room, but I add an extra blanket. And like, so I don't know if it cancels itself out. But like,
I don't know.
I don't think so. But now I need to sleep in a warm room. But then I sweat, man.
Exactly. I don't like the sweaty. Yeah, no.
I'd rather have nightmares and wake up in a puddle of my own sweat.
Yeah, like I got a bed specifically with like vented chambers in it just to keep me cool throughout the night. Like
chambers?
No, I don't want to. Yeah.
What the hell are you sleeping on?
A Beautyrest Black.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I miss fans.
Hey, man, if I'm going to be spending a third of my life in a bed, it better be good, okay?
Oh, my God, that's the same thing my dad says. He said you spend more time on a bed than you spend anywhere else on your life.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Yeah, damn. Facts, bro, facts. All right, Facts number three. A duffel bag is so cold because the thick wool originally used to make the bags came from the Belgium town of Duffel.
Neat.
Yeah, that's why it's called a
duffel
bag.
That is all I can say about that. That is neat. Yeah.
Yeah, duffel bag. All right. The hybrid offspring of a zebra crossed with another equine is called a zebroid. What the hell is an equine? I never heard of an equine.
That's any horse kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So it could be like a horse, a donkey, like anything like that.
So like zebras can like bang any other horse they want?
Apparently.
I didn't know that. It's kinda... So like,
I mean, lions and tigers can have babies. And
wait, they can?
Oh, yeah, they're called ligers.
Wait, I thought it was the Napoleon Dynamite thing. That's a real thing?
That's a real thing.
A liger's real? Then how come there's not a zoo full of ligers?
Because there's a whole other issue there, but sure.
We can just create things?
Yeah, you can create ligers and tigons. They're real.
Tigon? What's a tigon? Oh, a tiger and a lion?
Yeah, like whoever the dad is.
Oh, dad goes first?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, even the animals can't escape the patriarchy.
No, of course not.
Damn. All right, next fact. Skip this fact, because I can't spell this word. and
spell it.
A-N-A-T-I-D-A-E phobia. Antidiaphobia is a fear that somewhere in the world that there is a duck watching you. This might be our favorite episode I've ever we've ever done. Yo, and well, how do you see that? Antidiaphobia.
Anatidaphobia.
Oh my god, I can't read words. Anatidaphobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
Yeah, I is it real? Is it fake? I don't know.
How do you know there's not a duck somewhere out there in the world watching you? There might be a duck watching us on YouTube right now, live on YouTube. Somebody is sitting on their computer with their pet duck and it's watching us right now. How do you feel about that, Jazz?
Look, what I'll tell you something is this comment here.
The phobia is quackers.
That's cruel, because if it's a real phobia, you're harming people.
Tam says a mule and a horse is the donkey mix. No, wait, yes, a mule is true. A horse and donkey mix. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have lots of hybrid animals.
Damn. So how does that work? Which animals can actually be hybrid? Like, who knows? Who tests that out? Can we get a penguin and a duck? Can they do it? And have a puck?
Let's not go down this route, okay?
Oh, man.
you get into some really weird territory and some really weird people doing some really weird things. So let's just stop right there.
Bro, genetics is wild, bro. Genetics is wild.
Yeah. So ligers, tigons, grizzlies and polar bears, mules, zedonks. So I guess a zebra and a donkey.
The donk?
Yeah. Wolfen. A whale and a dolphin? Okay, interesting.
What? A whale and a dolphin?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Which is why, because dolphins are mammals and whales are like fish, because they can breathe in water. Or no, are whales mammals? Whales are mammals.
Whales are mammals too.
Oh yeah, that would make sense then.
Yeah. But which one is the guy and which one is the girl?
Why do you care?
I want to know how the mechanics works. I want to know if size matters to them. Or is it the motion in the ocean?
It is 100% the motion in the ocean, okay?
The literal ocean. Oh my god. We should do this every podcast. This is fun. The duck that's watching us right now is probably having the time of his life. You know that
I want to
meme,
meet this duck one day.
You know that meme of Leonardo DiCaprio on the TV going and going, that's, you know, when he does that, he points at the screen. That's the duck. Yep. Right now. He's like, oh, they're talking about me.
Yep.
All right. We'll do some more. The world's largest equestrian statue is the Genghis Khan statue in Mongolia, which stands 131 feet tall. I knew this one. That one makes sense. That one, yeah.
They're the horse back riding warriors. So yeah, of course, it would make sense that Genghis Khan had that.
Basically, the Dothrakis.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Ooh, this one's interesting. A milk allergy, not to be confused with lactose intolerance, is a reaction to whey and casein, the protein found in cow's milk. Milk allergies have been studied extensively, more than any other food allergy to ever exist.
That makes sense.
I did not know milk allergies and lactose intolerance are two different things. I had no idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you're lactose intolerant, you're kind of a wimp. Just tolerate it. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just sorry. I'm just kidding. don't cancel me. Just tolerate it.
Doesn't even make sense. Just tolerate it.
Just tolerate it, guys. It's not that hard.
You know how lactose intolerance forms?
No, I don't know how it forms. What is?
All right,
you just can't tolerate lactose.
Humans, we're not supposed to drink milk past a certain age, right?
What? We're not? The 90s spent billions of dollars making us believe and brainwashing us that drinking milk is supposed to help grow strong bones and bodies.
Yes.
The Got Milk commercials.
Yes, I remember those.
They were a lie?
I mean, like how do I explain it with
the dairy industry, right? That's the conspiracy. The dairy industry got us.
Yeah, okay. So humans do not need to drink milk daily to be healthy. That is a fact.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're not supposed to like drink milk after we've been weaned off by our parents or our mom specifically.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Your mom.
Right, yeah, right. When I said parents, I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. Specifically mom. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so like we're the only creatures that drink milk from another mother's animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a weird thing. Like we're the only creatures that do that.
That is weird. I don't know. It's delicious, but yeah, we do it.
Right, yeah. And so what happens is like after a certain point when you stop drinking milk, right?
Yeah.
Your gut loses the ability to process it.
Mm.
The lactose. So that's how you get lactose intolerance.
Ah.
So if you go long enough without eating ice cream, cheese, milk, or whatever, that's how you will develop lactose intolerance because your body is finally catching up to what it should be doing.
So can you like just eat a lot of dairy and just hope that it like comes back the ability to like tolerate it?
Yeah. See, have you met anybody with lactose intolerance that's ever tried that?
No. I dated a girl who was lactose intolerant and like she would carry these pills around. Oh my God. I had a girl break up with me because of lactose intolerance.
You go on. I want to hear this one.
This is what happened. So I went on a date with this girl, right? Everything was going good.
Okay.
I was like, okay, cool. Why don't we get some dessert? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, there's an ice cream place right near here. So we go to this ice cream place and I order my ice cream. And then I'm like, oh, what would you like? And she goes, I can't have ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me this before? We could have gone somewhere else. So I was like, okay, well, I already ordered my ice cream. So I'm going to have it. Right?
Reasonable.
I think she got coffee. And then I got my ice cream. And then I ate my ice cream. And, you know, we had a decent conversation and we went our separate ways. And then I found out that she didn't want to see me anymore because I never bought her ice cream. And I was like, but
what?
I was like, but you told me you were lactose intolerant. She was like, still, you should have bought me ice cream. I'm like, what?
Didn't you ask her what kind of ice cream she wanted?
I asked her. I was like, oh, what kind of ice cream you want? And she says, I'm lactose intolerant. And I assume that was enough to be like, no, you don't want any. Okay, that's fine. She got her coffee. I got my ice cream, which I ordered before she told me that. So it's not like I like, oh, you're lactose intolerant? Tough shit. I'm going to have my ice cream. Like, I didn't do that. But like, yeah, she was mad I didn't buy your ice cream. And I'm just like, the fuck?
Neeps, you had to go to a specific place that sold ice cream that isn't lactose.
I do not know if they exist. I mean, I'm sure some of the ice cream might have been. She didn't ask them. Like, does gelato have milk?
I don't know.
They didn't have Italian
ice. Yeah, sorbets definitely don't. So, yeah.
Yeah, there probably could have been a sorbet there.
Yeah. Oh, like Talented Gelato. That's definitely dairy-free.
See? She,
or some of it is.
She could have had sorbet. Instead, she was a sorbet.
Oh my God, that's a good one actually. That laugh got weird.
I can't control my giggles. all right
dude, you sound like I don't even know where to go with that one.
Oh man. All right. We're gonna do two more. We're gonna do two more and then we're done. This is fun. We should do this on every Salon Weekly. These are fun.
You better like do it like only seven at a time or something. Like...
Yeah. All right. We're gonna do two more. Women blink twice as often as men do. It's probably because they can't believe the bullshit that comes out of our mouths. They're like,
Did you really say that?
Damn.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. I did not know.
I believe it.
I believe it. Yeah. Twice as much, huh? Okay. Last one. Oh, God. An elephant can die from a broken heart.
Yes, I've heard of this one.
Wow.
Although that may not be true, but you know.
Wow. That's so sad. Did you ever hear about the elephant that like tracked down, that killed this woman, and then that same elephant came back to her funeral and stomped on her again?
Yeah.
The fuck did this woman do to the elephant?
Yeah, no, like it was some traumatic shit, but like that elephant had a vengeance. Like
that was a petty ass elephant.
No, elephants never forget. Oh, look, somebody in the comments just said it.
Elephants
never forget. Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Don't piss off an elephant. In fact, crows also remember your face, like really vividly. Like if you ever piss off crows,
yeah,
they will remember your face and they will tell their crow friends, and then they will like really just come after you.
That makes sense, because like isn't like a bunch of crows called a murder?
Yes.
Damn.
Even the study where like this guy had a mask on, right?
Yeah.
And they would mess with crows. And then one day he wore the mask upside down and the crows couldn't exactly figure out like, is this the same person or not?
Yeah.
So the one crow decided to dive down and do like a 180 in the air to verify.
Damn.
Verified and let all the crows know that, hey, it's the same guy. Watch out for them.
Wow. You know, when I was a little kid in Pakistan, a crow stole my breakfast. And I was really mad. But then I'm like, my breakfast was eggs. So, motherfucker, you're eating your own kind.
A bunch of ravens is a conspiracy.
No way.
Yeah. So a bunch of crows are a murder and a bunch of ravens is a conspiracy. That's amazing.
So like a bunch of ravens are going around like, did they really pull Building 7? Like, what happened? Is the earth flat?
Is it?
I don't know. That's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. A group of ravens is called an unkindness or a conspiracy.
Damn. I like the conspiracy one. If I was a conspiracy group, I would call ourselves the Ravens. That's dope.
Don't insult ravens like that.
All right, fine.
Yo, honestly, God, if I had like ravens as pets, I would love that.
You know, the Baltimore Ravens are actually named after the Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
The Raven.
That's why they had the purple and black. Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually buried in Baltimore. So I was like, oh, that's why.
Did you see, how did you pronounce Baltimore?
Baltimore. Is that not how you say
Is Baltimore? That how it's pronounced? Baltimore? Like
Baltimore. Well, like, well, how do you say Baltimore?
Baltimore, like almost like a U.
Baltimore,
yeah.
It sounds like somebody's trying to kill Harry Potter. Baltimore. I don't know. I said Baltimore. I don't know why. It's probably a Newark thing.
I swear, that city isn't real. The amount of shit I've heard about Newark is not even funny.
Yo, Newark is wild. Newark. My home, bro. All right. Thank you.
Next, you tell me you have your own currency that's like scratch and sniff or something.
Our own currency? Oh, yeah, we do have our own currency. It's called Black and Miles. That's what I remember from my youth. in high school, Black and Miles were the currency.
God.
Man.
So many questions that I don't want to know the answer to.
I don't know. This episode got away from us, but I like it. It was fun. This is so fun. I want to do these facts again. Let's do more. Let's do more next time.
All right, everybody, send us in your facts. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, send us your facts, bro. Well, I want to know some of your facts. I want to share them on this and we'll react to them because these are fun. All right. Well,
Send us facts of like very specific niche things that we would never in 100 years even think about.
I mean, I barely think about things at all, period. So you wouldn't have to try very hard.
Right. Like, send us facts about like random frogs or something, you know, like just the most random thing ever. And we'll like do this.
Are frogs amphibians?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot what that word meant. you ever like hear a word and you're like, you like, I don't know what this word means. Like, you know what it means, but you don't know what it means because you heard it so many times. Like, the word loses meaning.
Mm.
Like, it's a real thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's like, it's called, it's a form of amnesia. It's a form of it's a very rare form of amnesia that, like, say, like, you see this word and you read the word over and over and over again, you actually, like, the word loses its meaning. You can't remember what the word means. It, like, loses all meaning.
But you see the word and just out of context kind of figure it out.
Yeah, but, like, you can't know what the word means just by looking at it because, like, you give yourself amnesia. It's, like, weird. It's, like, a weird phenomenon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can do that with some of my memories.
Yeah.
Just think about it so much, traumatize myself that I lock it away. Yeah.
I think people do that. I think people do that with, like, abuse. That's how trauma is formed. Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
With that note, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We talked about Peacemaker. We talked about the Marvels. We talked about Ramadan. We talked about Avatar. We talked about Mario Day. We talked about Perry White in the new Superman movie. We talked about TikTok. And we talked about the ceasefire. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And until next time, guys, salam. Nerds.
Peace.